centuries, Native Americans have been living a life in harmony with Mother Nature. As humankind gradually lost the connection with the earth and oneness with all beings, the sacred indigenous wisdom preserved by the elders and medicine people has become especially important to all of us. Today we are privileged to interview Medicine Grizzly Bear, a Native American medicine man from Northwestern California, USA. Also known as Bobby Lake Tom, Medicine Grizzly Bear is a descendant of Carrot, Seneca, and Cherokee ancestries. Through the guidance of numerous Native medicine men and women, ceremonial leaders and tribal religious leaders, Bobby Lake Tom became a traditional medicine man and spiritual teacher who helps people from all walks of life. For more than 20 years, he was a professor for Native American studies at Humboldt State University, Gonzaga University, and Eastern Montana College. He is also the author of three books, Native Healer, Spirits of the Earth, and Call of the Great Spirit. Medicine Grizzly Bear is also well-versed in the meanings and messages that animals, plants, and even the earth bring to humans.
What I'll be sharing with you, like I share in my book, is really ancient esoteric knowledge and information about the symbols and the power and the meaning and the purpose and the function of what we call our relations to nature. That's the animal people, the bird people, the tree people, snake people, the plant people, the bug people, the fish people, the frog people, the rock people. To us, they're all people. We're all related to them. And they all have a purpose and a reason and a function for being here. And each and every one of them. But also in that purpose and function, they also have a power that's assigned to them by the Great Spirit, by the Mother Earth. They've been here from the very beginning of time to help human beings and to help the earth. And they're very sacred to us. They're also protectors and patrollers and healers and purifiers. Nature's language is both telepathic, or if you want to call it psychic, I call it spiritual, and physical. Everything has two sides to it. Every single thing of creation. But people aren't in that right frame of mind, so they don't pick up on it, say, telepathically, mentally, but they can at least pick up on it symbolically and learn it through the signs and the omens of what they're here.
The knowledge about symbolism of animals can be very useful, as testified by Medicine Grizzly Bear. In his own experience, were it not for a hawk's warning, he may have lost his life. He had been traveling on a winding mountain road.
When I went around this curve, it was like a blind curve. All of a sudden, this hawk comes in, and it's flapping its wings like that, and almost hit my windshield, dove right straight at me. Because of the knowledge and the teachings and the trainings by the elders and the great creator and the spirits, I knew automatically what that meant, what it was telling me. Danger, danger, danger. So without even thinking, I talked to my language, I thanked him for coming in, I geared the car down, I prayed for myself, and was very careful. Just as I went around that blind curve, in the middle of nowhere, here's this guy with a great big bulldozer hogging up the whole road. If it wasn't for that hawk, I wouldn't be here today talking to you about these such sacred matters. I look like a pizza. And that's another reason why we try to connect with them. Sometimes they come in and they try to communicate to us and check up on us.
The wildlife co-inhabitants not only delight us with their beauty, but they also have their important functions in the world. Animals are helpful to humans in many ways.
Even with the bugs, you know, the ants will tell us if a bad earthquake's coming. The earth warns us about our behavior. I think of another good example was down there where they had the bad tsunami. I was sitting here watching it on the news. I already had dreams and visions about that before it happened, even though they're so far away. And I even had certain relations in nature here telling me and communicating to me in dreams about what was going down there. There was a young Buddhist priest, and they interviewed him. He said, before that occurred, all the animals and the birds and the snakes and everything were all going up to high ground He brought that to attention. He says, we're already warned. Warned ahead of time. And he said, that's the only thing I can tell you that why our temple wasn't wiped out or washed out. So if the people have that knowledge and understand these interpretations and learn how to work with them as with their purpose and function, it can come in a right and proper way. Everything is in order and balance.
When we return, we will learn more about the fascinating messages that wildlife may bring to humans. As our interview with Medicine Grizzly Bear continues, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms as we continue our interview with a Native American medicine man and teacher, Medicine Grizzly Bear, also known as Bobby Lake Tom.
You hear like the frogs out there chirping and singing. And people say, oh, well, that's just a frog. The frog works with the weather and with the weather patterns. They all have their own song, too. He's out there singing, I want some water, we need some water, I want some water, here we go, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Read in National Geographic, I think it was last year, that there's over 50 species of frogs that's already become extinct. And there's another 25 that's on the endangered species list. And I shudder and I think about that because some of it is because of human beings' actions and relations to them. Having no respect, poisoning the environment with toxins and pollutions and chemicals and all of that. Or clearing the lands out, you know, to bring in more agriculture or cattle raising. We're all part of the great web. And so what happens to that frog happens to us human beings. And you're seeing it right now with the weather patterns. You know, people are going out there and killing all the shark species, you know, which is really sad. And a number of years ago, a bad sign occurred up there in northwestern California. A great white shark came all the way up the river, about 5 or 8 miles up inland. And that's not good. About 14 feet long or something like that. And the elderly people come down and said, oh, that's a bad sign. They had to pray really hard for that. Well, what is the message? The message is telling us that you're going to have a bad earthquake and you're going to have floods in that area. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, right after that, I think about 2 weeks or a month shortly after that, that's when they had one of the biggest earthquakes they ever had up in that general area, 7 point something on the Richter scale, but then the floods came in. That was in the mid-1980s, I believe. And it happened one time before, a long time ago, back in the 1920s or 30s when they had another bad flood. So some people interpret them as being enemies. We don't need sharks, and they attack people, and they do this, and they do that. They have their own purpose and function, too. They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, I used to go down and give lectures, you know, talk to the fishermen in a nice way about, you know, lots of times they might get sharks and stuff like that in their nets, too, when they're ocean fishing. And I've had doctored a number of those people that came to me all sick and twisted up with arthritis or having sicknesses and problems. And I didn't know initially what was wrong with them until I looked into them and I said, you know, you got these sharks all over you. What have you been doing with the sharks? And, oh, sharks, well, we hate sharks. So what goes around comes around.
According to Native Americans, all beings, including animals and plants, are spiritual entities and deserve our love and respect.
A lot of people overlook the fact that trees are also doctors and healers, and they are.
According to Native American spiritual belief, the planet Earth herself is also a living being.
I think more people are beginning to realize this. The Earth is a living, breathing organism, and it too has a spiritual side and a physical side to it, just like us human beings. And there were laws that were established in the beginning of creation. The old and ancient law is the law of reciprocity. Three R's are respect, reciprocity, and relationship. That has a lot to do with why the earth is reacting the way it is. We're violating the natural laws that were established by the true great creator of the universe in the beginning. The scientists can say, well, we always had volcanoes, we always had earthquakes, we always had snowstorms, we always had this, we always had that. But to this degree, I don't think so. And so she's raising her temperature. So what does the human body do when it gets some kind of sickness into it? It raises its fever. Right? Okay. Or you're going to purify it out somehow, some way. So, you know, once again, the floods, the tornadoes, the earthquakes, the snowstorms, the hurricanes.
How can we as a human race modify our behavior so that we can help to preserve and respect Mother Earth?
That's a very good question. There are certain things that I strongly suggest and recommend that we need to do. We need to change our attitude. We need to change our behavior. We need to change our philosophy and understanding about our value system and our relationship to the earth. And even I go a step further with spirituality, bring the spiritual part in there. We need to pray for the earth. We need to keep that law of reciprocity, that sacredness going. She needs our prayers. They need our help. They all need it. So going green with recycling and all that, that's all good stuff. That's all good information. But please don't forget the spiritual side also.
Our gratefulness, Medicine Grizzly Bear, for sharing this valuable knowledge of the ancestors of Native Americans. We join your wish that all of us may awaken in time and realize the importance of keeping peaceful relationships with the earth and all creations.
We pray for all of you. Wish you long life, good health, wealth, prosperity. And remember that the earth is sacred and it's holy. And give you a blessing and for all people out there that you can reconnect with the earth and all our relations out there upon the earth.
Thank you, virtuous viewers, for joining us on a journey through aesthetic realms. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Our Noble Lineage, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your life be blessed with divine love, comfort, and light.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.